1912. The Titanic hit an iceberg. It's a story too sad to tell. God moves. Well, God moves. God moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray. When the lifeboats were in the water, the women all looked around. Heard the music playing, whoa, they watched the men go down. God moves, God moves, God moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray. When the Titanic was sinking, well, it made no difference there. God moves, God moves, God moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray. God moves, God moves, God moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray.
One more. I'll do one more song here and tell you a little story about Jerry. The first recording I did with Doc and Merle, it's called Reel and Rock. We did it in 1985, and Jerry was playing with the Whites at that time, and asked him to play on it. And we played this song right here called Reelin' Rock, an old, kind of an unusual old mountain song. And Jerry was overdubbing his part. And so he said, you know, he played it through beautifully. Just incredible little solo there. And then he said, let me try that again. And so we let him try it again. He said, let me try it one more time. Okay, go ahead, try it one more time, Jerry. Every one is sound great. Every one is completely different from the last solo. And he did this for about 15 minutes. And finally we said, okay, you can quit, Jerry, because you're just going to keep doing them. Every one as good as the last one and every one great. So, and also on when he used to be on, he was in the house band for American Music Shop. I used to do for the Nashville Network. And we had Larry Correll on there, and they were playing all these jazz chords, you know, and all these guys had noted out the chord charts and everything. I said, Jerry, how do you even know what to do there? He said, I just play what sounds good. Yeah, all right. And he does, too. So here's that song that we recorded in 1985.